Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get our good friend Debbie Meyer back on the show. Debbie is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the co-CEO and the co-founder of Housewares America, Inc., but the inventor, not the co-inventor, the inventor of the green bags, the green boxes, the cake cutter, and my favorite, the pie and the cobbler and the donut cutter. And there's surely there are, that she has those things, but many of you have seen her on HSN. She sells a lot of stuff around the world, and it's all very useful. It's making people's lives a lot better. She's a great inventor, a great entrepreneur, and our good friend Debbie Meyer. Welcome back.
Oh, I'm delighted to be with you always, Jim.
You should see me with your cake cutter doing it with donuts and chocolate chip cookies and cobbler. I'm doing the whole thing with it. I'm doing this all in the interest of science, right?
I know. Taste science, right?
Exactly. I have to put your cake cutter to the test, right?
So funny.
And the only thing is about your cake cutter is only dials in a four inch slice. I need a little bigger slice. So
okay, we'll come up with the Jim Blasingame cake cutter.
The atomic cake cutter. Hey Debbie, thanks for hanging out with me.
Love it.
One of the things that I've observed about some people is they talk about being multitaskers. And they talk about being such good managers, and you know they're just so good at what they do, and if you talk to them, they're always crazy busy, and you know it's just they're slammed. I hate it when somebody says, "Oh, I've just been slammed today." You know what I think about when somebody tells me that? I say to myself, and I'm looking at that person, that's a person who doesn't know how to finish a product, and get it the heck off his desk.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you've heard that phrase, a jack of all trades, master of none.
Right.
That's, you know, to me, you know, I, so many people have incredibly busy days, but it's managing those days that's really important. It's important to be proactive rather than reactive. And I think people who are over busy tend to be reactive people.
But don't you see people out there who never seem to finish a project?
Oh,
they never get it done. They just keep. It's like it's supposed to be part of their life all the time. And I deal with this in my own business with my own people. I say, guys, we have to finish. Let's get one thing off the table. Let's finish this one project. Or when we have the next meeting, I want you to tell me, what are we going to finish today? What are we going to get rid of today? We can't keep adding stuff on top of old stuff. We got to get rid of the old stuff because the new stuff's always going to be there, isn't it?
Well, the new stuff is always more enticing, isn't it? It's like the new box of crayons is much more fun to draw with than the stubby old ones that are still laying in the bottom of the toy box.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, it's planning. It's always planning. I mean, we haven't even finished our Halloween candy yet, and we're deep into first and second quarter of next year, you know. I haven't even thought about a turkey yet, but next quarter, you know, second quarter of next year is getting pinned down.
Right.
So it's, we're an immediate gratification society, you know, and I operate on the basis of, you know, getting things done quickly, like what are you waiting for? But it's not a reckless attitude. It's not a throw it against the wall and see if it sticks.
Here's why you do that and why it's not reckless. You seek excellence, not perfection.
Right. Thank you.
You want it to be right, but it doesn't have to be perfect. Because if you do it and you do the best you can, and it's time to let this baby leave the nest, then you let it fly. And if it comes crashing down, then you say, okay, we have to go do something else. And you work on it again. But you don't wait till it gets perfect. You don't act like, well, since it's here, it must mean that I have to live with it the rest of my life.
Get it the heck
off your desk.
If you keep polishing that apple, soon it'll have no skin.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And it's, you know, you've got to...
Why do some people have a hard time pulling the trigger?
There's fear. there's fear involved. What if this doesn't work? What if isn't as successful as I think it's going to be?
I think you're probably right. Well, you know what? If you can't pull the trigger on a project, if you can't get it off your desk, in a small business, you won't make it.
Because
there's too many things to do.
It takes too long. It takes too long to get it from idea to fruition. And, you know, when people talk about overnight successes, you know, people ask me, how long does it take to become successful? And my question is, how long is a piece of string? you can't make a definition for that. It's going to take time and energy, planning,
and money.
I'm glad
I didn't know then what I know now. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, please. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hey, Debbie, I got to take a quick break. Give us your website, please.
DebbieMeyer.com.
MEYER, Debbie with an IE. I'm Jim.
Right.
Jim with a J. 22. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
She ain't looking because you know you're rather heavy on her wrong.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.